girl, I've been waiting all night to see you dance like me. You gon' sweat your outfit, I try to dance like me. Welcome back to the On the Low podcast. It's your boy Low. Great games last night. Great games. So let me start it off like this. Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, 12.3 million viewers, more than the Super Bowl, more than all the playoff games, NFL playoff games, more than the NBA finals, more than Thursday Night Football, more than Monday Night Football. Who was not tuned into that game? And did it live up to expectations? We'll talk about that. Angel Reese, 17 points, 20 rebounds. They did not lose because of her. They did not lose because of her. I want to give flowers before I critique. The way they started off hella slow. Hella slow. What, they were losing by 10 in the first quarter, something like that? 17 to 5, something. Hella slow. Angela got them in the huddle, cussed them out a little bit. Let's get this shit back on track. They got it on track. Went up. I believe it was tied at halftime after a three. Why are you not doubling Caitlin is beyond me. Switch every pick and roll. Step up. I understand she a beast. I understand. But hold on to that monster. You have to do something. You can't do the same thing over and over again expecting a different result. Definition of insanity. Do not go under the high screen. Under. Three. Deep three. Over. No switch. No help. We have to help at all times. If the others beat us, I can live with that. Now, the others played well. Well enough. They played well. Did they play well enough not to double Caitlin? No. Did not happen. They made a few shots, yes. They didn't make enough shots not to double Caitlin. I'm not going to act like I watched all her games. I'm not going to act... This is my introduction to her. I've seen her before. I know of her. I've watched highlights. I've seen her play. But this game put her in a different light to me. I'm not even acting like everybody who's out there who watches her consistently, you're probably like, we've seen this already. Understandable. Understandable. For me, in my eyes, I see why they were trying to compare her to Steph Curry, because goddamn, this girl is cold. I was not rooting for her. I wanted her to lose. I wanted LSU to blow them out, dog them, stomp them. Did not work out that way. And why not? Because Caitlin motherfucking Clark. I will put respect on her name from here on out. 41 points, 12 assists, 7 rebounds. LSU did not know what to do defensively, and they didn't switch up a lot. At the end of the game, they started switching everything. They should have been doing that the whole game. They started off the game going under screen. She wasn't making all the threes. They started going under. If I ever see one more person do, if they do that in the next game, they won't do that in the next game. But if they do, just know, play the band, you're going home. You are going to the crib. When I tell you she was pulling up like Steph Curry in 2016, I'm telling you, I got glimpses. I remember that. I remember that pull up. Y'all remember Steph Curry pulling up from deep, deep against the Thunder? Y'all remember that? MVP? Second MVP? I'm telling you, I see glimpses. I'm seeing glimpses. She was balling. And you talking about confidence, she pulling from everywhere. I see why the comparisons came. I understand. Now, saying all that, LSU still didn't play good defense. is no way I'm not jumping on her once she gets that ball. Double, make her pass it. You do what you got to do. You live with the result. I promise you, if we would have got blew out, we would have lost, whatever it was, and she had 20 and 10, I could have lived with that. I could have lived with 20 and 10. I could have lived with 20 and 10. 40, 41 and 12 and 7, did you in. It did you in. You was done. Three, especially in the fourth quarter. Three after three. It's demoralizing. You see 1,000 clips of them. Chill up. You know why I seen that in NBA when they talking about Steph Curry? What you gonna do with him? What you gonna do? He make it, he make it. He special. I can't do nothing about that. And they played great defense. I believe Haley was on there all night. Great defense. Her individually. As a team, they didn't play great defense. Her, when they were one-on-one, great defense, which you should never be one-on-one with her. But we'll leave that alone. Great defense. Great defense. Now, Iowa's defense against Angel, as a team, magnificent. Clog that motherfucking paint. Clog it. The others have to beat me. At the beginning of the game, what happened? Angel was killing them. Killing them in the paint. They respected the three-point shooters too much. They start clogging it. She didn't have nowhere to dribble. She didn't have nowhere to back down. She barely could even turn around. It was three bodies jumping on her at all times. They made it difficult, and she still got 17 and 20. That's how good she is. She got 17 and 20 getting jumped on all game. Excellent player. Teammates. I mean, Iowa played zone all game. So what are you going to do? You have to shoot them out the zone, drive and kick, get it in the post. You have to do something. Angel pass it out on the three. Miss. They were missing some stuff last night that almost made me throw my TV. I saw missed layups in clutch time. That's what I saw. That's the type of stuff I saw. I'm not trying to put all the blame on everybody but Angel. Everybody could have played better. Yes. But I forgot young lady's name who signed a Roc Nation rapper. She played great. Played great. Played great. Number 24. Number 25, the other post player. She played good. She came in clutch. They probably would have got blew out if it wasn't for her helping. Defense just killed them. I mean, offense just killed them. Well, both. Defense against Caitlin, horrible. As a group, as a unit, horrible. Offense, Iowa clogged the paint. We kicking it out, and you have to take good quality shots. You were not doing that at the beginning of the game. That's why they start blowing you out a little bit. You start putting the ball in the paint. After Angel ran off about seven straight points, something like that, whatever it was, paint clogged. At that point, you throw it in, Angel throw it out wide open. Pick backside. Give me something. We have to have something. We had no counters. And I was going for LSU. This is disappointing. I was going for LSU. You couldn't do anything. Game, I'm not going to act like the game wasn't close majority of the game. Game was close. But you just had a feeling like Iowa could pull this away at any time in the second half. First half, competitive all the way to the end, to halftime. Beginning of the third quarter, all right. Middle to end, third, all the way to the fourth, it just felt like LSU was holding on. To me, this felt like they was holding on. Angel was hurt too. I'm sure that didn't help. But it's only so much she can do. She's a post player. She's not a ball handler. You throw it in the post, get open, make your shots. You have to shoot them out the zone. You have to make a man up. And once you make the man up, it's chopped liver. Can't nobody guard Angel at all. And probably some of the other girls on the team. If you man up, y'all probably, hey, you probably moving around a little bit. You have to shoot them out of it. Or you have to drive, kick, throw it in the post. You have to get them out of the zone. And you have to do it consistently. For the life of me, it was stupid shot after stupid shot after stupid shot. It was frustrating to watch at some point because you have started a game, LSU, horrible offensively. Angel cuts him out, give me the damn ball, got her the ball, offense start moving. We start moving, stop giving her a ball. Miss, turnover, bad pass, go out of bounds. It was just too many errors back-to-back-to-back. It clustered up. Kaylin Clark put that team on her back, but didn't have to carry. The 40 points, 41 points, 12 assists, obviously, they speak for themselves. And it was a loud 41. I'm not going to act like it wasn't. But it didn't seem like she just... It didn't feel like if she didn't do that, they would have lost. It wasn't one of those games, oh, Kobe had to score 81, or they were out of the water. They were playing well and made adjustments. Obviously, they have their stints where they couldn't guard Angel. Guess what? They made adjustments. We're going to clog the paint until they shoot us out of it. She touched that ball. We three on her. We own her. You're going to have to make your free throws. They made adjustments, and LSU did not. That's the difference. When their star got hot, they jumped on her. When Kaylin got hot, what we do? If Caitlin, anytime she touched the ball, it should have been over. I'm on her. Two on her at all times. How about that? Somebody denying her. She gets that ball, two jump on her. If a screener is coming, jump on her, make her throw it to the screener. We got somebody backside. I know they got somebody wide open over there. We can rotate over there. The other person who was doubling Kaylin could roll over to the top of the key. You have time. You have time. But no, we did not do that. What did we do? We let Kaylin sit out there on the island and get 41-12-7. 41-12-7. The girl is ridiculous, and I have nothing but praise for her. She played an amazing game. I have nothing but praise for Angel. Great game. You truly had to put the team on your back while probably a little injured, while all the expectations, all the pressure. Great job. Great season. Don't know if you're going to the WNBA or not. Whatever you choose, you will be great. And that goes for both of them. Great. Great players, great matchup, great performance. Great. Now to Juju and Paige. Juju, 29 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists. Paige, 28 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. Who had the better game? First off, Paige has been through a lot. I didn't know about her injury struggles last couple years. Glad she's healthy. Glad she's on the stage again. Glad she's playing well. Great job. Great game. Juju didn't have no goddamn help at all. When I say Angel didn't have help, Angel's at a 1 out of 10, she had about a 6. Juju had a good 3 and some change. Like, when I say it was bad, yes, you look at the stat sheet, what is this man talking about? We watched that game. Why? There should not be maybe a handful. There shouldn't be a lot of possessions where Juju is in the game and she does not touch the ball. Fast break, I understand. You're going quick, blase, blase. Get her the ball. No excuses. Every time down the court, she is your go-to. What are we doing? We got people coming down the court before everybody on USC team even get past half court, chunking up threes and walking away. You are not him, her. You are not that. How you throwing up a heat check and you ain't made nothing? That's not the purpose. That's not a heat check. You just throwing shit up. When I tell you Juju. If I had to rate her performance, I'd give her 8 out of 10. Caitlin got a 9. Angel got a. I give her a 9 too. Caitlin got a 10. I give Angel a 9. Juju got about a 7-8. She had some lapses, a couple turnovers. If she had one or two more ballers on that team, I'm talking about ballers. You don't have to be All-American. You don't have to be ballers. It would have been over. To me, it would have been over. It would have been over. I ain't saying blowout, but they went in by 10. USC had so many chances to win that game, so many chances to pull away. They started off hot. Juju is special. I was going to say going to be special. She already special. Juju, out of all these people, even Caitlin included, I respect her even after what I just saw, the 40. 41, 12, and 7. After what I just saw, I think Juju can be the best out of all of them. Out of Paige, out of Reese, out of Angel, out of Caitlin, Juju can be the best. She already minimum third, arguably second. She's a baller. You could tell she just grew up with it in her. Had to play with guys her whole life. The way she just dribbled the ball, the way her demeanor, it just seemed like she just a straight up baller. And she had no help. Now, could she had made better decisions passing the ball? Her shot selection is slightly iffy. Slightly iffy. You just got to squint your eyes a little bit. And then you'd be like, well, she's great. It's kind of like that. I don't want to compare her to Kobe, but it's kind of like a Kobe effect. Like, Kobe is my favorite player of all time. I watch Kobe play. He'll take some shots. And I'll be like, well, that's Kobe. So why can't he take that shot? That type of situation. That's Juju. I mean, she gonna have to score for them to win. You had to take them shots. It was sometimes it's a little bit much, and sometimes we miss some gimmies. We miss a couple layups. Could have stopped some runs. We miss a couple passes we should have made that could have. Hey, she missed some passes, but at the same time, they wasn't making a whole lot. The girl didn't have help. The girl did not have help. I don't want to understate that enough. She did not have any help. I believe obviously, I think she's going to stay. She's not going to go overseas, go to WNBA. I think she's staying, probably stay 4 years. I mean, if I was her, I would. But you should be able to get some ballers next year and be right back. You should be able to get some ballers next year and be right back. She just need one or two above average. I'm not asking for All American. I'm not asking if you can give me one of them. That's you should. You USC. Who don't want to come to Cali? Play with Juju. You should be able to. But if not, above average. Above average. A budding star. Great role player. Give me something to work with. She needed help, and she did not get it. That team I saw was so bad. Without Juju, I don't think they would even make the tournament. And I don't think that's like a big surprise for anybody. I don't think that's like, oh my God. I don't think that. I don't think that at all. First half, she didn't push the ball as much as she did in the second half. Second half, she pushed it, got to the line, especially the beginning of the second half. Pushed it, got to the line like she did the previous game. I think the previous game she had 9 out of 10 free throws in the fourth quarter. Was balling. Fourth quarter started off driving. I understand conditioning. I understand it's easier to say than do. We have to attack that rim consistently all game for Juju. I like your step back threes. I like your I love it. You got to add one of them little sprinkles in every now and then. Understand. But when you drive, the way you handle the ball, the way you finish, how quick you are, they couldn't do anything with you, especially on fast breaks. On fast breaks, you couldn't do anything with her. They should have ran more. She should have ran more. They didn't have the personnel. And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but UConn might get blown out by Iowa. They might get blown out. And when I say blown out, more 15 or more. 15 or more. Unless Paige give me something crazy. She could, not doubting her. She would have to give me something crazy. At least 35 and 10. Can she give me 35 and 10? Yes, she can. Do I think it will happen? I think Iowa will adjust before she even gets to that point. Don't see it happening. Don't see UConn beating Iowa. I don't even think the game is going to be close. I'm going to watch it, and I hope it stays close. And I kind of hope Paige wins. She deserves that. But they're not going to give it to you. You got to go take it. They're not going to give it to you. Just because you deserve something doesn't mean they're going to give it to you. You have to go take it. Paige overall performance, 8-9. She played a good game. It wasn't like a, oh my God, this is one of the best. It wasn't one of them. She played a good enough game. She played, 28-10-6. I'm only comparing her with her top four, not everybody else. I'm just comparing her with a top four. Juju, Angel, Caitlin. I'm comparing her with those three. I'm not comparing her with everybody else. With those three, she played a good game. It wasn't like, oh my God, this is one of the best girls on the planet game. She can have one. Did not have one that game for me. It showed me she was superior to all the other girls except for Juju, but that's not telling me anything because I knew that coming in. For her to win against Iowa, I need a special, special game. Like I said, 35 and 10 minimum. You have to give me 35 and 10 and 5 rebounds. You have to give me that. And that's to stay close to the end of the game. That's just my opinion. That's just me. Hopefully she wins. I am rooting for her. I want her to win. But if you're asking me to bet on the game, Iowa versus UConn, I am taking Iowa every time. 10-point over and under, I'm taking over. That's how I feel. I hope I'm wrong. And this next subject, I want you to guess who this is about. I'm gonna play a little song. I know you're tired. You're probably tired of the song. I'm gonna play a little song. I'm sorry.
Serving's over.
They almost got him. They almost got him.
I'm steady trying to find the motive. Why do what I do? The freedom ain't getting no closer. No matter how far I go, my car is stolen. No registration. Cops patrolling. And now they done stop me and I get locked up. They won't let me out. They won't let me out. Locked up. They won't let me out. No.
They almost got my boy. Well, not my boy. Let me stop that. Not my boy. Not my boy. They almost got P. Diddy. They almost got him. They look like they right around the corner. Peeking their head. Hey. They there. So apparently. We all saw. If you had your head outside, you saw what happened. I just lifted my head up. Phone blowing up. News on the TV. Department of Homeland Security conducted a raid on P. Diddy houses. One in L.A., one in Miami. What is going on? Apparently, allegedly, is affiliated with sex trafficking. Let's see where to start here. I don't even know what I mean. P. Diddy, sex trafficking. What is wrong with people? What is wrong with these niggas? What is wrong with people? Can you not just get your money and duck off? Or get your money, have fun. Come on, y'all. We heard the stuff what went on with Cassie. We heard different stuff about parties and all this other stuff. We heard everything. What are we doing? I don't know the specifics with the sex trafficking allegations, but I mean, it's sex trafficking. Open your minds up. Think about the worst things that could. I mean, it's sex trafficking. I mean, I don't know. I'm not about to go into detail about what I think happened because I do not know. But I do know is that the Department of Homeland Security would not be conducting a raid on P. Diddy's houses if they did not have proof of something. They have proof of something. Do I know what that is? I don't know, but they have something. They already have something on him to book him now. Or they're very close to it. They probably have something to arrest him, but maybe wanted the nail in the coffin or something. I don't know. We thought P. Diddy was on the run for the longest. I thought he was in a non-extradition country. Gone. Left his kids, left his family. Gone. Thought he was out of here. Pop up in Miami, smiling, dancing, eating. I'm telling you now, couldn't be me. Could not be me. I'm trying to understand. First of all, this is one thing. When it first came out, obviously I said we thought he was gone. His plane was in a different country. We thought He was out of here. He was never coming. He was never coming back. He knew what was coming. Somebody tipped him off. He got his stuff. He left. He didn't have time to get his kids. That's what I thought. Apparently, he never left. No, he never left. Why? Maybe they stopped him. We saw pictures of him at the airport. Maybe he was stopped. They also said, it's reported, allegedly, according to the New York Post, the probe is also including potential witness intimidation, firearms violations, with the, obviously, the sexual assault. Now, I don't even know what we are supposed to say to this. I guess I will give you my prediction of what's going to happen, like you care. I don't see him going to jail. Hey, I want to think better of this country. I want to think, oh, now, money aside, all power aside, all this other stuff aside, they gonna send this man to jail because he did something wrong. Well, people, that's not how this country works. Sadly, especially when you have money and power, it does not work that way. What is gonna happen is, he's gonna get off. And why is he going to get off? I think he would have got off anyway. But I know for a fact that this nigga got recordings, audio and video of all type of celebrities. All type of, I don't know. I'm not going to say politicians and all that. I don't know who D mess with. I know he got celebrities on lock. I know he has celebrities on lock. Pictures, videos, you don't know what was going on in that house. Apparently, allegedly, there were parties with minors. Maybe he has some videos of some people with minors. Maybe he has some pictures and videos of them doing some illegal drug they're not supposed to do that might ruin their image. Like that matters anymore. Everybody, all of them do drugs. It's something. Maybe worse than that. Maybe not even that. Maybe we're blowing everything out of proportion. He just had naked parties and everybody was just sitting around there having sex, drinking, talking, no underage people. That's what it was. Young as there was 18, 19. That's still nasty to me, but it's legal. Maybe that was just it. Do I think that was it? No. Not in doubt in my mind that nigga was in there doing some foul shit. Nigga was doing some dirty. He looked like a dirty Mac ass nigga. I ain't gonna lie to you. I look at him different. I don't look at him the same. He looked like a dirty Mac. He looked like one of them old people that'll see a little girl walk by and say, oh, she gonna be fine when she grow up. What the hell does that even mean, nigga? She got potential. Nigga, that's a little girl. What are you talking about? Oh, that boy over there cute. Nigga. Control yourself. What is going on? You can't trust nobody around him. You can't trust your husband. You can't trust your wife. You can't trust him around your husband. You can't trust him around your wife. You can't trust him around your son. You can't trust him around your daughter. I don't know if his own family trusts him. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how far it goes. This is a nasty man. And you know what other, my other prediction? That prediction, period, he's not going to jail. If he does go to jail, it's going to be some little resort type jail, 6 months in. He might get a year and don't do a year, do 6 months, something like that. Doubt he goes to jail at all. He's definitely not going to jail for over 3 years. Guaranteed, he's not going to jail for over 3 years. Book it. Not happening. Not happening. But what else I'm going to say? Oh, yeah. This is what I'm going to say. So, my other prediction is, we've seen this already. It's not really anything groundbreaking. I don't want to say anything positive about him right now. I understand these are just allegations and they're not concrete evidence yet. Or period, not concrete evidence. But, I mean, the writing kind of been on the wall ever since the Cassie allegations. I don't know, we kind of came together as a community and was like, yeah, that nigga did that shit and we know he did it. The celebs knew he did it. We was looking at the celebs, they was looking at us like, oh, yeah, he kind of did it. He did it. So that already changed your perspective or how you view him as a person anyway. And then you add all this on into it. Taking all that in consideration, they are still not going to stop playing this man music. He won't go to jail, and then he'll put out another love album, and it will sell because we're sick. I'm not going to put me in that, but we're sick as a community. People still, I was at a little pop-up barbecue place the other day. What's playing in the background? R. Kelly. Do you know what this nigga was doing to these women? I couldn't even watch the whole documentary because it was too much for me. I was like, I ain't trying to see all that. I'm not trying to see all that. Not trying to see all that. Not trying to see all that. Not trying to see it. I can go without it. I don't even know the full extent of where it went. I saw the beginning and it was like, won't listen to him no more. Understood. Throw him away, lock away the key. Throw him away, lock away the key. Playing in the background like it ain't nothing. Just, ooh. Get it? Nigga, what? I'm not trying to eat no meat, no nothing. Pause. No Diddy. With that playing in the background, it's going to happen. He is not going away. He is not going. He might lose endorsements and stuff like that. He is past that. This is not a professional athlete. This is not a young rapper who just got on. Is a billionaire. Owns companies. Employs people. Too big to break. Almost. Almost too big to break. I mean, what are you going to do to him? The only person that can stop him, Homeland Security. Open up the door. If they do not stop him, guess what? He gonna keep doing the same shit he was doing before because he ain't gonna think he gonna get caught. He had a raid simultaneously between two houses in two different cities and got off. And you think I'm gonna stop? I'm gonna change my actions? Oh, that scared me. I'm not gonna do it no more. It does not work that way. It does not work that way. Maybe if he went to jail for a little bit, even then, it depends on how long he went. 5 years will correct him. Two ain't gonna do nothing. He might slow down for a couple years or two. After he get out, might slow down a little bit. Not gonna do nothing. No jail time. He right back at it, whatever he was doing. I don't know what the extent of it was. I'm assuming it's some nasty shit. That's all I'm assuming. Just think about sexual assault. Think about sex trafficking. Think about witness intimidation. And just let your mind go. No restrictions. Just let your mind go to all the various different things that could lead into. All the actions and things that would be under those umbrellas. Just think about those until we get some concrete evidence. As me saying this, I don't know if this is fair, but I'm not a judge, so I don't care. I'm not a judge. Lock the nigga up. I'm not a judge. Now, I'm not going to put that out there because it's not possible. It's not possible. If there's some crazy, nah, that's not even possible. I'm not going to throw that out there. Not possible. He did something. They haven't even came out and said They haven't came out and said anything, gave any details. He did something. And what the Department of Homeland Security did was send a message. They probably tipped off reporters, probably tipped off news channels, were raiding Diddy's houses, such and such time. They over here got bulletproof vests, AKs. They knew they wouldn't, you weren't about to have a shootout. I understand you had to prepare for the worst. Expect anything. Don't let anything surprise you. But they knew. They knew. You got to do what you got to do. But they knew. They went in that house like he was a drug lord. Like he was Escobar or something, trying to escape with a underneath water tunnel or something. He did have one of those in this house. But he did, no lie. Allegedly. But they were sending a message with those. They were sending a message. They knew they wasn't about to find anything. He probably even knew they was coming. That I don't think they found anything incriminating against him. When you have that amount of money, you have somebody with some ears somewhere. You have ears everywhere. He knew they were coming. I'm not saying he knew days earlier, weeks. He knew that day before they came. He knew that morning. Maybe the night before. He knew they was coming. They didn't find anything incriminating against him. But I know he got some videos stacked up like crazy somewhere. I don't know where, but he got some videos of everybody, your favorite people, stacked up doing some crazy shit. Stacked. Ain't much else to say. They got him, but they didn't get him. Job's not done. Now, I'm not wishing for any black man or man in general to go to jail, but I don't condone any crimes. But one thing you should know about me, a crime against a woman, you can go ahead and you can throw it away the key for me. You can throw away the key for me. I don't even want to say the R word, that sexual assault, everything, all that to a woman. Throw away the key for me. Throw away the key. That period, woman or man, throw away the key. Now it happened to men too. And it's two different aspects of it. I don't even know if I want to go a deep dive on that. That's too much. But this no, it was against men and women. He didn't discriminate. I'm disgusted. I don't know. I don't want to talk about this no more. We'll see if we have any updates. We'll see if we have any updates by next podcast. But it's a nasty nigga, man. It's a nasty nigga. Ain't nothing else to say. And in other news, another dumb idiot. This I want to sugarcoat this, but this he. How stupid can you be? I don't care if you are 22, 23. I don't care if you just got some money in your pocket trying to ride around. What is wrong with you? You was not some undeniable 1,500-yard receiver, Rasheed Rice. You ain't one of them. You haven't made enough plays to do dumb shit like you just did. And get off. And still have a team. You have not made it that. You right on the edge. Just because you was the number one receiver. A part of a horrible receiving core. Other than Travis Kelce. You was the only receiver that could actually catch the ball. That doesn't mean you're anything special. Had a good rookie year. Yes. That doesn't mean you can do whatever you want. Can we please give these niggas some sense? Rice. Apparently. Well, it's not apparently. We saw a video of Rice and his friends racing in Dallas on a Dallas freeway this weekend. We have actual video, and I will put the video, I will make sure I put the video on my YouTube channel. We have actual video of two cars, one Corvette, one Lamborghini. Why this nigga driving or renting a Lamborghini for what? I do not know. You do not have that type of money. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a scary person. Do I have enough money to rent a Lamborghini? Yes. I think a lot of us do. Now, if I crash that bit, do I have enough money for the repercussions? Hell no. He might. But at the same time, because of the result of that situation, that might fuck up his money long term. So Rasheed Rice and his friends were seen racing in on a Dallas highway. We have video of a Lamborghini going to against the wall, knocking into a van with three children inside and one mother. Mother was injured, nothing critical. And the Corvette on the opposite side, hitting the van on the opposite side. This sandwiched her. And what did these niggas do? They got right out of the car in the middle of the highway and walked, never to be seen. They got video of these niggas walking away from the scene. You cannot make this stuff up. They have video of you walking away from a scene where you caused an accident and almost injured, damn near almost killed, could have killed women and children, men, grandparents. You could have killed anybody. Racing in the middle of the day. Apparently, he just came from a family event. They found pictures from earlier. What? We have to make smarter decisions. We have to make smarter decisions. I'm not going to sit here and act like, oh, I've never driven fast before. I have driven fast. 99, 100. Probably most of us have. Do not do it on a highway full of people. If you're going to kill somebody, just kill yourself. If you're going to wreck out, crash out, just do it by yourself. Why are we racing in the middle of the day with a Corvette and Lamborghini? Like we like that. You didn't just come off a $100 million contract. You are a rookie. You're going into your second year. What are we doing this for? How many examples are we going to have for people ruining their life? That could, like, do I think they're going to cut him or he's going to jail for this? No, probably not. Probation. Fine, whatever, if you do go to jail, 60 days type thing, something like that. Don't expect him to go to jail. Don't expect him to get cut from the Chiefs. But do you know how much worse this could have been? Look at Henry Ruggs. He's sitting up somewhere. First round draft pick, sitting up. Because of dumb shit. Think about your life, y'all. Just think about your life. I mean, I understand when you're young. I mean, I'm acting like I'm old or something. We all in our 20s. When you're young, you feel invincible. Especially when you're young, 21, 22, 23, like he is. You feel invincible. Can't nothing happen to you. I can't even imagine getting hurt. I can't even imagine getting an accident. But I understand. I'm not calling him stupid because I think he's an idiot. It was a stupid decision that day. He could be a smart person, a book smart, logic smart. He could be all those things and have lapse of judgment. Young people around that age, including myself, have done some stupid stuff in those situations. But can we please learn from the people who did stupid shit before us? Can we just not keep following the pattern? What about we in two cars racing midday? I'm gonna tell you this now. Dallas always has traffic. I lived there most of my life. There's not many times, especially now when everybody moving from California, that Dallas does not have traffic. I don't care what time of day you are driving. Unless you're driving at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, something like that, the interstate will be booked. Booked and busy. It could be 12 o'clock on a Saturday, back-to-back traffic, butt-to-butt. Nobody going to work, your day off, butt-to-butt. So for you to think that you can race in Dallas and not hit one of those little rough patches and everybody's slowing down and ain't nowhere to go, and now you fuck, because that's what happened. We saw the dash cam. I didn't see the rear camera, but I saw the front. And what it looked like to me is they put you had a little bit too much dip on your chip. You had a little space. Y'all was caught next to each other, had a little space. It was like, hey, what y'all trying to do? Hey, what you trying to do? Looked at each other. It was like, fuck it. Let's ride. And they dipped off. And then them cars crept on them a little too fast, a little faster than they're used to. Hit a wall, hit a van, smushed the van. 360 in the middle of the highway, get out the car, walk away. Hit and run. On video. This is 2024. Everything will be on video. Either a dash cam, somebody stepping out the car, camera. They did both. We have your face on the side of the highway walking away from the car. Like, come on. Now, in that situation, what should have been done? Okay. I'm him. I'm Rice. What I'm doing. Okay, we just did some dumb shit. We just did some dumb stuff. Wrecked it, middle of the highway. I'ma tell my both cars in my name. I'ma tell my guys. Apparently, this could just be something out of thin air. I do not know if this is true or not. All I heard a lady in the video say, oh, they took away guns too. And apparently they had guns with them. And maybe drugs. I'm not gonna say that. Cause you know they just be throwing that on. I mean, I'm not about to say that. But what I would have done, we just did some stupid stuff. Rice, I'm staying there with both cars. It looks, it's worse if I'm running away than gotta call a lawyer and he gonna reach out to authorities. I understand. It's not the dumbest idea. But I'm staying with the cars. I don't know where the driver went. I don't know where the driver for the other car went. I'm going to check on the lady in the van. Show some sympathy. Y'all got up the car and left without checking on anybody. Show some sympathy. That'll help. Either way, I don't think he's going to jail. Either way, I understand it. When you're in that situation, you're like, oh man, my life over, da da da. I understand. But either way, he's not going to jail. Nobody died. Even if somebody died, he's still reckless driving. I don't know. Nobody died. Thank God. That's all we got to say. Nobody died. He should have stayed with the cars. If they had something in the car he should not have had, the homeboy's going to take the cars. And one of my other homeboys, he's going to stay with me. That's what happened. We're not going to admit to racing. We ain't going to admit to that. Now, if they bring it up and they possibly have video evidence, we might have to cop to it. Either way, I don't think they're going to jail, but that would have been the smartest decision not to get cut. I don't think he's going to get cut, but there's like a 60-40 chance right now, depending on what comes out in the next couple of days. It's a 60-40 chance. And will he get another chance? Not this year. Not this year. He'll get another chance next year. And then who knows with who is that with, and then they don't utilize him in the right way. It could be anything. You're in the perfect position right now. You're with a Hall of Fame quarterback who has no receivers and an old tight end. They were begging for a above average receiver, and they drafted you, and they got you. You are above average. And I think you have the potential to be a number one, but you have not reached that level or showed that yet. And maybe now you won't have the opportunity. Hopefully, I don't want this one dumb decision to ruin your career. Yes, I want you to get another chance. Yes, I want you to turn into that number one receiver. It ain't up to me. It ain't up to you now, really. Get on your knees and pray upstairs. That's all you can do. And make better decisions moving forward. That's all you can do. We just got to do better. We got to do better. All right, some NFL news that we got. I don't know if this is... I think it's more positive than negative for me. I think it's more positive than negative. The NFL had a kickoff rule change. It looks like it pretty much came from the XFL, and they've been talking about, you know, doing this last couple years since 2020. So pretty much what I've seen, one team lines up on the 35, one team lines up on the 40. The kicker still lines up wherever he was originally kicking from. That's where he's kicking from. Kicks the ball, and neither team is able to move until the returner catches the ball. That's my understanding. They're doing this because in 2023, only 21% of kickoffs were returned. That's a low. And kickoffs, you know, that could be one of the most exciting plays in football, but they've been watering it down so much every year and year because of so many head injuries. And understandable, I understand you're trying to make sure these players have a life after football and they can actually play that whole year. But at the same time, some people actually make the team strictly for special teams. And if you no longer have any use for special teams, I mean, you're messing up people's money. You're messing up people's jobs. Returners won't get paid as much. They won't be as significant. I mean, a whole lot of people will be losing opportunities. A lot of great players have even gotten a chance to play at their position because they did great on special teams. 21% of kickoffs returned in 2023. Now, what they're projecting with this new kickoff rule, they're expecting between 50 and 60% of kickoffs to be returned in 2024. And that would add a roughly around 1,000 plays for NFL season. Don't hate it. I have the wait and see approach. I'm more positive than negative on this rule. I kind of like it. Now, the side note, one rule they do need to change. Instead of an onside kick, 4th and 20. I want that real bad. Instead of an onside kick, 4th and 20. I need that rule change. Because especially now, there is no surprise onside kick. If you want to onside kick the ball, you have to let them know there's no surprises. And it'll be the traditional onside kick, which wasn't working anyway. So no surprise onside kick. So I'm doing 4th and 20. That's adding more excitement into the game. That's adding more excitement into the season. That should be an easier rule change than this kickoff rule change, to be honest with you. Nobody is getting onside kicks. It's last team I seen get an onside kick was what, Dallas? I'm sure that's not the last one. That's the last one I've seen, and that was a couple years ago. People are not getting onside kicks. You get little sporadic 1-2 a year. Let's do the 4th and 20. I want to see the 4th and 20. See how that matters in a game. Okay, this is what I'm thinking. This is an example. Team A, Team B. Team A, Ravens. Team B, Steelers. Steelers down 2 touchdowns. Because they usually would be. Steelers down 2 touchdowns. 1 minute left in the game. No timeouts. Score a touchdown. 57 seconds left in the game. Onside kick would mean nothing in this situation. You're not going to get it back. You're not going to get it back. The game's over. There's no excitement. There's nothing. You want to add excitement in this situation? No onside kick. We defer to the 4th and 20. We do a 4th and 20 to get the ball back. Now, I can see how this can be tricky because some people, like I think the Chiefs, would maybe go this route quite maybe more than some teams. And I think they could be possibly successful at it than a lot more teams. But that's how it works. I mean, that's how the cookie crumbles. It is what it is. Guard a 4th and 20. You get the first down. You get the ball back. I think that's fair. And then that adds excitement. No timeouts. No onside kick. You get the 4th and 20. Now we balling. We back on the roll. When you're down 2 touchdowns with 1 minute left, you actually have a chance to win. You actually have a chance to tie. Instead of everybody knowing you're doing an onside kick, and because of all the watered-down rule changes over the year, because onside kick used to be, I'm not saying it used to be 50-50, but it was more than one or two a year. If I had to look it up, I would have to guess back in the day when you could just, when it was knocking, I'm saying like 10, 15 a year, maybe more recovered. I'm going to have to look that up to see, but I'm just based off what I was watching, I'm going to say at least like they had a couple of years with 10, probably. 1 and 2 ain't doing nothing. 1 and 2 not doing it. I need 10 to 20. If we do 4th and 20, I know we're getting at least a good 10, 20 success rate. 10 to 20. I need that rule change. I like this rule change, though. This is a move in the positive direction when it comes to the kickoff. I think this will lower head injuries and injuries as a whole, and it will add more excitement to the kickoff than we've had previously due to all the different rules we've had in previous years. Good rule change. They got it right. I appreciate this. I like it. Good job. All right. So for my movie of the week, or at least the movie I'm reviewing this week, every movie I do, some might be bad, some might be good. It's whatever I want to talk about that week. I watched Roadhouse. Jake Gyllenhaal is a rebrand or a reboot, whatever you want to call it, of the original Roadhouse back in the day. I believe it was 1989 by Patrick Swayze, who played the role of main character. I didn't watch the original Roadhouse before I watched this one. I just watched the original Roadhouse. Comparing the two, I'm taking a new one. And pretty much what the Roadhouse is you have this bouncer who's martial artist, black belt. He could whoop anybody. Hard ass. But nice. Extremely nice. But he could whoop yo up and down the street. Kill you. So what happens is a bar owner is trying to rebrand the bar, trying to grow the bar. Invite him to be the pretty much the security for the bar. So they can actually have business, not have people dying in the bar every night, whatever it may be. They have no protection. They have no order. It's just chaos everywhere. And he's supposed to bring that chaos. If you like movies, a lot of fighting, a little mix, a little twinkle of a love story, a little twinkle of all kumbaya friends, we're finding new friends. It's one of those. It's one of those action, slight 10% rom-com, little in there, and then more action. It's action-packed. And with any action movie, you know they have an arch nemesis. And this one is going to be Conor McGregor. His performance, he walked around like a little bodybuilder. His performance, I'm going to give it, he did a good job. He did a decent job. He played what he was trying to depict perfectly. It looks like they gave him kind of a vision of what they wanted, and he played it perfectly. He played a good role. He played a great arch nemesis. It was a little extra at some points, but he played a good one. And then, you know, they have to have a big final battle at the end of the movie after they done ran the boat and the car inside the bar, and they're in there certain fighting with it. It's a bigger whole thing. Great movie. In my opinion, I liked it. Great movie. 8 out of 10 rating. I will watch again, probably. It's one of those movies where it's a good movie, but I don't really have, like, I might watch it like far more times this year, or I might watch it one time a month, something like that. It's just something you can throw on to the background, and you don't have to watch every single detail, and you can still be in the movie, still enjoy the movie, and you could be working, cleaning, you could be doing something. It's one of those type of movies, especially after you watch it the first time. First time, you want to pay attention. After that, it's kind of one of those you can put on, working out, cleaning up, cooking, something like that. Have on the background, turn around. Ooh, one of them. Good movie. 8 out of 10 rating. I liked it a lot. And that's my movie of the week. Hopefully we get a lot of more news, you know, Rasheed Rice, maybe some more rule change. Bad Boys 4 just announced they're coming out. It's coming out in July. NCAA coming out. Hey, NCAA coming out, I believe, July 17th. I'm telling you now, I will be on Twitch probably every other night, and you can watch me build my team. I'm telling you, when NCAA 25 comes out, it will be crazy. I'm telling you, I'm building from the ground up. I'm killing everyone. It's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be crazy. No one will be able to touch me. You don't know how long I've been waiting on this. I got some energy to burn out. I just got Madden. I played it. Trash. I need a good football game. Because Madden, trash. I need this. Madden is trash. Only thing I have is 2K right now. And I'm getting tired of that. NCAA couldn't have came at a better time. I need that this summer. I need July to come quicker than what is coming. I need it. But that's it for me today. Y'all have a great week. Get on your knees. Pray. Thank God for everything he gave you. Love you. Stay safe. Love you. Peace.